Hello, everyone. It's me, Rissa Montañez. Welcome back to Chapter 4 of the Dead Podcast Anthology Series, brought to you by the Bloody FM Podcast Network in partnership with the George A. Romero Foundation. All right, for anyone just tuning into the podcast, this chapter is titled Home, written by Hannah Schooner. And we are now on Part 3. Welcome to the episode. If you haven't listened to parts 1 and 2, I highly recommend you go ahead and start from the beginning because there's just so much here. And right now my feels are all over the place. No spoilers ahead, I promise. Anyway, before we get to the episode, we do have a quick ad break coming up. And hey, from all of us here at Bloody FM, thank you once again for tuning in to listen to these stories. We really appreciate you. And if you'd like to leave a review, go ahead and leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also leave one on Spotify. All right, okay, we've got a quick ad break coming up, and then, yes, you guessed it, this week's episode.
In a world plagued by the undead.
By the undead.
The stories of survivors are well known.
Survivors.
Heralded as examples of strength, heart, and perseverance.
Over time, they have become tales. Fables of a world unknown. And legends.
Passed down. From survivor to survivor.
These are their stories. The tales
of the lost, of the precious few.
Who walk the earth seeking refuge.
Seeking life, redemption, and eternal peace.
These are their stories.
These are the stories of the dead.
You are now listening to Home, Episode 3.
And this here's the kitchen. Nothing too special, but I did get these cabinets replaced in 09.
Kinda boring. Cool. Looks cool.
These lead to the upstairs. Not much up there except for me and Em's room.
Oh, cool. Is she home?
Em? Oh, yeah, she's home. She's just resting. I'll wake her in a bit. The side door? You already passed the barn and tack house coming in, I bet.
Tack house?
Oh, sorry. Farmer lingo. It's where all my farming supplies are kept.
Hmm.
And this here leads to the basement. It's nothing special, just some cleaning supplies. We meant to finish it, maybe make a game room, but never got around to it.
You have games?
Oh, we sure do. I got some board games like a Monopoly, Candyland, Yahtzee, that kind of stuff. And I happen to have a working, refurbished, limited edition Miss Pac-Man machine.
No freaking way! Holy shit!
He likes games, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's all he ever used to do before all this, I guess.
Well, you can play as long as you'd like after dinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Emmett?
Huh? Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, I'll go ahead and set the table.
So what do you think?
It's awesome. Everything I hoped it would be.
Not the game, genius. I mean, being here. Owen.
Oh, well, I mean, it's going well so far. He seems okay.
What happened to the distrusting Emmett from earlier today? Eaten by a Pac-Man ghost?
Ha-ha. I might as well enjoy it if I'm stuck here.
We can play more later. I don't know about you, but I'm starving.
Guess I am too. Right behind you.
So, you guys been out here a while?
Yeah, a few months. You?
Yeah. I was born and raised on this ranch. And when my folks passed, it passed on to me. Been here a long time.
Oh, wow. That must be nice. Oh, not the passing part, sorry. I just meant, like, having a home.
No, I know what you mean, Miss Leah. And, yes, we've been very fortunate. How about you two? Where's home?
Wherever's safe to sleep, pretty much.
Yeah, sometimes abandoned houses, sometimes storefronts, or even tents.
Yeah, lots of that stuff around here. Is it just the two of you?
Yeah. We've been by ourselves since the beginning, pretty much.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure glad I found you two. Being alone, that's the most terrible feeling one can have, I think.
Yeah. At least we've had each other.
Yeah.
So what's his name? Oh, the rabbit you bring around everywhere?
Oh! Oh, well, that there is Steve. He's been my little buddy on all my outings recently. Ever since, well, he's kept me company ever since going out became a little too much for him. Oh, speaking of, let me go get her. She'll be so excited to meet y'all. Em? Honey? Hey, sleepyhead. Didn't mean to wake you. Listen, Em. We got some company downstairs.
Mm-mm.
Those kids I told you about. They came. They want to have dinner with us.
Kids?
Yeah. You know, the boy and the girl. The girl that reminds me of Katie. Oh, you'd love her, Em. They're good kids. Want to come down? And...
No.
I'm sorry, Em. I just thought... I don't mean to... Oh, Em. You're okay, Em.
No.
I got you, honeybee. Here. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. That's better, Bee. Just some deep breaths. I'm sorry, Em. I didn't mean to rush you or anything like that. I thought it might be a nice thing.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, Em, no. Please, you don't have to apologize about anything.
The kids.
Hey, don't worry about it. They're good kids. How about you rest up tonight and we'll try again in the morning?
Thank you.
Of course, B.
Sorry.
Shh. It's okay. I know you're trying.
Well, Well, we're not dead yet.
Yeah, you don't have to rub it in my face.
Thanks, Emmett.
For what, weirdo?
For coming here with me even though you didn't want to.
Well, it's not like I'm gonna let you go by yourself.
Yeah, brother stuff. I mean it, though. It means a lot.
Yeah, well, you're welcome.
Nah, it's silly.
No, what?
You're gonna judge me so hard.
Try me, little sis.
Ugh, not that again.
No, but seriously, you know you could tell me anything.
You ever have, like, daydreams of possible conversations or situations?
Oh, yeah, like, all the time.
Well, when Owen said I remind him of his daughter, it, like, really impacted me, you know? And I had this daydream afterwards where we became a second family. Me, you, Owen, and Em.
Oh, Leah.
I know, it's stupid.
No, it's not stupid, Leah. It's a really nice thought. Just maybe a little naive.
I hate when you call me that.
Yeah, I know, but it's the most accurate. You're envisioning a happy second family when we haven't even met all the members. Like, what if Em doesn't like us? Or what if we don't like her? She could be, like, really weird. Or, I don't know, vegan?
That's the best you could come up with, genius?
Hey, I don't know if you remember Becky from freshman year, but she was a vegan and she was kind of awful. Ugh.
Are you kidding me? Becky was an angel. She just liked you and you didn't know how to handle it.
What?
Emmett, she had the biggest crush on you. You're just too dumb to notice, so she seemed weird and annoying when she was really just trying to get your attention.
Damn. It never would have worked. I like steak too much.
And so does Owen, genius. I don't think he'd be trapping rabbits for his vegan wife.
Right.
He is taking a little while, though. Hope everything's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Sorry to keep you waiting. She's real tired and needs a little bit more time. She, has trouble socializing sometimes. She's been real melancholic and, well, we haven't had company in a long while.
Oh, should we go?
No, please, stay. You kids really need something to eat. If you'd like, you can stay the night in our guest room, and you can meet Em proper in the morning over breakfast.
Staying over?
Home is where it's safe to sleep, right? This could be your home for the night. Or even a few nights, if you'd like.
That's so nice, sweet. Just need to talk it over for a sec.
Oh, sure. I'll get the deer ready.
I said yes to dinner, not a frickin' sleepover!
I know, but look around, Emmett. It's clean here. I bet the bed is comfy.
I don't know, Leah. I mean, dinner's one thing, but staying over? Sleeping here?
Come on, Emmett. Stop being so paranoid. We're not dead yet.
I'm not being paranoid. I'm being realistic, Leah.
Well, then you can feel free to sleep in a realistic, dirty, abandoned house with a gross, wet mattress infested with bedbugs, while I'll be getting the best sleep I've had in years in an actual bed.
Oh, okay. So you really think I just let you sleep here by yourself?
Nope.
You are the worst.
I love you too, genius. We'd love to stay, Owen.
Excellent. I'll grab some fresh sheets and blankets for you. In the meantime, let's eat. And I shit you not, Em had to carry me the whole rest of the way.
Oh my God, no!
Was she mad?
Oh sure, plenty mad. You try lugging a 200-pound grown-ass man across the woods and tell me you wouldn't be mad.
True.
Oh, man. I wish my story was half as funny as that one.
Well, I'd still like to hear it.
Okay, let's see. I was in the 4th grade, I think?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I really wanted a cat.
Oh, God, she used to beg Mom and Dad, literally on her hands and knees begging.
I did. And one day, I'm walking home from school with Emmett, and I see this cat in a tree.
She stopped walking so suddenly I bumped into her.
I look up, and it seems stuck, like it's too scared to come down. It doesn't have a collar or anything, so my first thought is, this is it. This is my cat. So what do? I start climbing that tree.
Mind you, Leah's never climbed a tree in her life.
Oh, man.
Like you had. Anyway, yes, so I start climbing the tree. Emma gets so scared. Leah, what are you doing? Leah, calm down. Leah, you're gonna get in trouble.
I was concerned.
And rightly so, because I fell right out and landed on my arm. Broken. My mom and dad were so mad.
Oh, did you get to keep the cat?
I named her Whiskers.
Oh, man. Nah, see, that's a great story. I never had a cat. I had a dog, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Buddy. Oh, now that was a good dog. Had him by my side for 15 years.
Oh.
And he wasn't just a dog, you know? When Em was pregnant with Katie, Buddy didn't let her do anything. Yeah, she'd get up to do the dishes, and Buddy would be barking at her to sit back down. Oh, he was so protective of Katie.
Animals are so smart. That's crazy.
I know. From the moment Katie was born, Buddy was her nanny and best friend. You know, Katie loved ballet. She set up a little bar for herself in the barn, actually. Buddy loved to lay down next to her while she danced. Oh, he loved her so much.
Leah used to dance.
Yeah, I did. I needed a teacher in a classroom, though. I never could have just done it by myself. That's dedication.
Hey, it's me. It's Rissa. You are listening to The Dead on the Bloody FM Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and enjoy an ad-free listening experience, head on over to bit.ly/supportthedead. That's bit.ly/supportthedead. You can also find this link in the show notes. And now, a quick message from our sponsors. Thanks for listening. And now, back to our show.
Oh, yes. Katie was dedicated to everything her little heart wanted to do. She didn't even let the apocalypse stop her from dancing. She danced all the way up to... well, her whole life, she danced.
It's okay, you know, to talk about her. Losing her. Emmett and I... We know what it's like to lose someone.
Well, thank you. It's been hard. Em can hardly stand the mention of Katie, even when it's a happy memory. Her grief just swallows her whole. I feel helpless sometimes. I just see how much pain she's in, and I want to comfort her, but I'm in pain too. I haven't been in the barn since Katie died. I'd love to go in there and clean it out, fix it up. Could have some animals, maybe even, I don't know, a nice shrine to Katie. Finally set up a little art studio for him. But I can't bring myself to do it. Some days I wish someone could just do it for me. Get it over with, you know?
Yeah,
I get it. You feel stuck. Because you can't bring yourself to do it, but you don't want to make someone you love do it either. You're just there.
Exactly. Most days, I just listen to this tape recorder Katie gave me for my birthday. It's got her sweet voice on there, saying she loves me and that she likes pancakes. Oh, gosh. It makes me want to eat pancakes every day just for her. But also, I don't even know if I could.
Lasagna.
What's that?
Oh, sorry. For me, it's lasagna. It's what we were eating for dinner the night everything happened.
Yep. Lasagna Tuesday.
Been alone since the beginning, you said?
Yep. A neighbor bit my mom, and my dad got scratched trying to defend himself. Just like that. Gone.
Sort of.
Sort of?
Well, they're still out there. They could be, I mean. Leah and I didn't know what was going on or what to do, so we just left them like that. Ran away.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I have nightmares about them. It feels awful to know they're just stuck like that.
I'm so sorry. I have nightmares, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Reliving painful memories. Sometimes things go exactly as they did. Sometimes they're worse.
Yeah. Same.
You know, I've never told anyone this other than him. I mean, I guess I haven't met anyone since to tell, but Katie, she made me swear not to let her become one of them. She said, "Daddy, Pinky swear if anything happens to me, you won't let me be like that. You'll save me. Promise me, Daddy," she said. I said, "I promise." She held out her pinky and she said, "Pinky swear." So I did. I never thought I'd have to make good on that promise. But when the dead got her, I had to.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry, Owen.
Fuck. I'm sorry. She would be proud of you, though. You kept your promise. A lot of people couldn't do that.
Thank you for saying that. It's real fucking hard to think of it as anything other than a terrible, monstrous thing, but she made me promise. God damn it, I keep my promises. Oh, I'm sorry, you two. I don't mean to take all the attention in the conversation.
No, it's okay. It sounded like you needed an ear.
I did. I appreciate that. Well, why don't we move on to a more happy subject? Anyone care for a game of Yahtzee?
Sure.
Hell yes!
Why is it called Yahtzee anyway? Oh! Oh my god! Yahtzee! Yahtzee!
Fuck! Are you kidding me? Again?
God damn it, I think she just won.
We'll see. Let's tally it up.
Oh, don't forget about that bonus on the top if you got it.
Right.
I swear if you win again, Leah.
All right, I'm done.
Same.
Ready.
Okay, one by one now. I've got 234.
I've got 301.
403.
Hot dog!
I don't know how, but she's cheating. I just know it.
It's a game of chance, genius. You can't even cheat.
You found a way somehow.
Oh, yes, hello? Mm-hmm. I'll tell them. The Council of Sore Losers just called. They want you for president.
Oh, wow. That's so funny. Real mature, Leah.
Oh, you kids are a hoot. Well, it's past my bedtime. I'll get those extra sheets and blankets put together for y'all.
Thanks, Owen.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You're very welcome. You know, y'all can stay as long as you like. I sure appreciate the company.
Thanks.
Before you go on saying some shit like, I told you so,
I didn't say anything.
It was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. You know, I kind of want to repay Owen for the food, the shelter, saving my life.
Well, improve that aim of yours, and maybe we can hunt a deer for him next time.
Next time?
Who knows?
Sure. And no, I was thinking something more immediate. A way to be really helpful. Remember how he said he hasn't been able to go into the barn and clean it? I thought maybe I could, tonight, while he's asleep.
Oh, I mean, okay. Have you ever cleaned a barn before?
I mean, no, but it's not rocket science, right? He mentioned some cleaning supplies were in the basement. We could start there.
Oh, I mean, sure. Can we sleep a little bit first, though? I'm actually looking forward to this bed.
Sure.
Alrighty, I've set you up with fresh sheets, a couple blankets, and some pillows. There's extra pillows and blankets off to the side if you find a need.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks, Owen.
You're mighty welcome. Good night, you two.
Night.
Lol.
You did not just say lol.
Yeah, I did.
You're so cringe.
Oh, I'm cringe?
Emmett.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, he's asleep. Let's go.
How do you have so much energy?
I don't know. I feel good.
That's nice.
Okay, sleepyhead. Let's go. Okay.
Hey, Leah.
What?
Do you mind if I wait up here? Basements give me the creeps.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were the fearless big brother here to protect me.
I'm allowed to be afraid of things sometimes.
Fine. Wait here. I'll be right back. On. Must have been my imagination. Okay, let's see. Emmett? Emmett?
What?
Shh.
Nope.
Are you kidding me? I thought you were all brave big brother.
Fine. Oh, God. It's just the window. It was blowing air on these old dog chains.
Oh, my God. We're so stupid. Okay, let's see.
This is all, like, house cleaning stuff. Hey, you think that tack thing has stuff to clean the barn?
Tack house?
Yeah, Owen said that's where he keeps farming stuff, right?
Right. Good idea, Emmett.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Oh, he hung his keys up by the back door, right?
Now we're stealing keys, Leah?
Oh, come on, Emmett. We'll put them right back.
If we get caught, it's on you to explain.
Deal.
Ugh, fine. Let's go, weirdo.
Okay. Which one do you think it is?
How should I know, weirdo?
I was asking you to guess, genius.
That's all you, thief.
It's not stealing if you give it back. Here goes nothing. Okay. Third time's the charm. Okay. This is what I'm talking about.
Do you even know what these things do?
Well, I can guess, genius.
We don't even know what exactly needs cleaning.
That's true. Let's go look.
You go. I'll keep watch.
Keep watch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Big lock. Big key. Ooh, nice. Okay. On. Jesus. Okay. Oh, come on, you stupid thing. Bingo.
Leah?
Emmett? Zombie?
Oh, fuck! I'm coming, Leah. Hold on. Owen! Leah needs help.
Step aside!
Fuck! Get off me! M?
The Dead was created in partnership with Bloody Disgusting and the George A. Romero Foundation. Home was written by Hannah Schooner. Owen is Giancarlo Herrera. Leah is Melissa Lusk. Emmett is Michael Ganascio Jr. M is Dana Kreisman. Katie is Kayla Temshiv. Dialogue editing by Atticus Jackson. Sound design by Veronica California. Music by Newt Shuttlecotti. Directed by Hannah Wright. The Dead's showrunner is Risa Montañez. Produced by Pacific S. Obadiah, with executive producers Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Credits read by Susanna Roche Romero. A Bloody FM production.